Let's go to Diana in San Diego. And she is a friend who's going to have some breast augmentation surgery next week. Wants to minimize the effects of the surgery. Boy, I don't know. Are you there, Diana?
I am.
I can't say I recommend doing that. I think it's an unnecessary thing. It's a huge interference field. And, you know, depending on what materials they use, the only thing that's really safe, in my opinion, would be saline. The silicone, boy, if it breaks, you have a huge mess in the body. I just don't know how to tell people that this reminds me a lot of the size of your nose. There's a story from years ago where a plastic surgeon was asked to make this guy's nose smaller, and each time he made it smaller, and the guy still wasn't satisfied. And I would say that we have some famous people who fell in that category as well. And that's because the image they sought was not possible. And, you know, really, hopefully, your friend might possibly be able to say thank you for whatever she's got. And, you know, let the game go there, because there's nothing like factory equipment. Now, if she is going to do this anyway, then the things that I would use a couple days before and for at least a couple months after would be nucleotides, because the nucleotides are the building blocks for the cell, and the body needs huge numbers of them after an injury or a surgery, anything like that. So, you know, maybe 6 or 8 a meal for maybe several months till this thing is really nicely healed up. The other thing that I like for the general to promote healthy inflammatory response is Delta Boost, and probably one breakfast, one dinner, for at least as many days as possible before, and then after, using maybe 2 per meal for a while. I think they'll be ecstatic with how good they feel and how well the body can respond. That's the real vitamin E. Okay, Diana?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I will let her know.
Okay, bye now.